Well, before we start, I'd just like to take my hat off to Kev McCulloch and Dominic Glynn, who in the past I had slated for their arrangements of the Doctor Who thing. So, all I can say is it's not as easy as it looks.
APV Services presents Episode 4 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast for another week, and apologies for being late this week. Unfortunately, we had quite a lot of things on this weekend. On Saturday, I had two book signings on the mainland. Sunday, Alicia was away doing a show.
Woo.
And out all day with the mates today, where I was doing lots of chores. So eventually, here on this bank holiday Monday evening, we get a chance to record the podcast. I do hope you'll hang around for us. All two of you. No, I'm only joking. It was a few more than that. We did actually have a chance to look at the, not viewing figures or listening figures, but the stats as to where the podcast was being downloaded to and things like that. So thank you, international listeners. Right, we said about the reasons for lateness, so we don't have to go on that. And all right then, just one thing. We've got so many listeners from across the pond.
Pond?
Yes, it's America, Canada, the Americas, shall we say.
The USA is?
That's across the pond, yes. That's one of the Americas.
Oh, well, the
American nations.
The Americas, yes.
Yes, the Americas.
Cool.
Then, I was just interested, because a lot of the podcasts I listen to, you don't, because you can't be bothered, are produced by Americans or Canadians or what have you. And I get very confused, because I always talk about what we in the English language call us eras, like the Hartnell era.
Era.
Yeah. The Troughton era. Era. Yes. But when they say it, sounds like error. Sounds like there's lots of mistakes.
Error.
No, error.
Error.
They talk about the Tom Baker era, and it sounds like they've made lots of mistakes. It's very confusing. I have to think twice. Think, are they slagging it off, or are they just talking about an era again? That's funny, interesting actually. The fact that Americans, they pronounce their R. It's not a very good American accent, but they do, don't they? You've done plays in which you've had to do an American accent. How do you do that? Well, you can't pronounce an R. How can you do an American accent where you can't pronounce your R's?
I don't do the R words, do I?
You have to, because Americans, basically every word has got an R in it.
You might be insulting some Americans.
I don't mean
to
insult them, but it's part of various accents. Stop interrupting me or you get sacked again. Various accents and dialects have parts of what they call those things. Syllables that are pronounced in different ways. Like Northern Irish people, they're quite good at pronouncing their R's. No talk like that. You know, it's just it's the way people Scousers.
They do not speak like that. What about Northerners?
Northerners talk like that sort of thing. You know, they have
like
a certain way they
I love Northern accent.
Articulate themselves.
Love
that. So it's nothing against Americans. We all talk in a stupid way. In fact, talk in a very stupid way.
I know.
But I was just interested how you personally, not slating the American people, I was saying when you do an American accent, which relies on the R's, how do you do it when you can't pronounce an R?
I know.
You don't know.
I don't. What about Isle of Wight?
We move on to a different thing. This is a Doctor Who podcast.
Yeah.
Talking of Doctor Who, somebody who was in a lot of Doctor Who in the RTD era was, notice to say era there, was John Barrowman.
Barrowman.
And what was he in?
Desperate Housewives.
Oh, I can't wait. It was only the right bit right at the end.
I know, and he likes killing people.
Yes, and yes, it was great. It's like having a member of the family, wasn't it, on the, seeing him on Desperate Housewives. So, yes, one of our favourite programmes, as to say, Desperate Housewives. We love it, don't we, Alicia?
Yes, we do.
And who was the first member of the family to watch it? Me.
You, then Mum, then me, then Isabella.
Yeah.
She goes, it's Bailey's.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, that's because it's sponsored by Bailey's. But never mind, move on. Yeah, it's great to see John Barrowman on Desperate Housewives. Noticing that Doctor Who, which is made in Wales...
Never.
I just noticed at the most recent episode, which we're going to review very shortly, was actually set in Wales as well. And there was no sheep. And it got me thinking that all the episodes of Doctor Who that have been set in Wales have had no sheep. That's so unrealistic.
Yeah, and they haven't any sheep poo anywhere. Because apparently in Wales there's loads of sheep poo.
Who told you that?
Zoe.
Oh.
Typical of her, ain't it?
Cast in stone, then. Anyway, I'd like to say, and I know none of the other podcasts have reported it so far, that I've heard that Karen Gillan is returning, at least for the Christmas special, but and most probably for the next series of Doctor Who. Is that a bit of a spoiler?
Yeah, but kind of, but I'm sad.
Well, don't talk about Rory yet.
Rory's dead!
Yeah, we're talking about that when we talk about the review. Please, don't jump ahead. That's called a spoiler. But on the subject of Karen Gillan, she appeared on The One Show this week.
That's
One Show, not One Show.
Yeah, but no, but they always do the theme tune to go One. Yeah, that's what they do, yeah.
I wish you hadn't made me do that. So, Hungry Earth. Now, I just thought about...
He did!
Hungry Earth I'm talking about, not...
Sorry.
Not, yes, thank you. I just thought, having watched it a second time, you remember the Welsh chap, the father of Elliot, I can't remember his name, he had a dissection scar on his chest?
Yes.
Was that a representation of the crack?
What's a dissection? Sorry, I'm
Well, you'll find out when you go to high school.
I know.
And they cut you open and have a look at your insides.
Oh, we're doing that to a pig's heart.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right. Which makes me move on to notes on this week's episode.
Woo. Right.
Yes. I made some notes on this week's episode. I did notice, looking at the title sequence, that the bolt around Karen Gillan's name is a bit like the crack.
Oh, for goodness sake. Everything you see is like the crack. Really, can we? It's just a title sequence. It's going to be like that for a couple of years. Just face it and deal with it.
Maybe so. And I liked the celery reference.
Celery?
Remember when he was being decontaminated and he said, has anybody got any celery?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right, well, to sum up this story, before I talk about the rest of the notes, I thought it was very gripping, initially. When I got about 3 minutes into it, I was, oh my God, on the edge of my seat. I think that's the first time I've really felt like that this series.
Well, I don't know, I thought the first episode was kind of bleh, and the second episode it picked up a bit.
What, of this particular story?
Yeah.
No, I think the whole lot... I think the second episode was better than the first episode, I agree. I thought, and that's what I said about it being gripping, the second episode was gripping. The whole story was good, though. I thought the set reminded me of the Zygon ship in Terror of the Zygons of it.
I'm getting a bit fed up, actually. Every time Amy sees a crack, it's like, it's a crack on my bedroom wall!
Yeah,
she does
rather emphasise the crap on my bedroom wall when all she has to say now is, oh, it's that blooming crack again!
But she always says, like, yes, we know, it's a crack on your bedroom wall. You'd have to keep saying it over and over again.
Yes, that's quite a good point. I was going to bring that one up myself, actually, in fact, but I forgot to make a note of it, so you did rather a good job there, Elise. You might actually manage to keep your job.
Yay!
I have to say, am I evil in feeling that I didn't really want to share the planet with the Silurians? Not the surface of it, anyway. What do you think?
I don't want to come up on this planet. I like how it is, thank you.
No, I appreciate the Doctor's attempts to get them to share the planet, but
Be in a billion years' time, so...
Yes, but if races of humans find it hard to share the planet now, just imagine what it would be like if another intelligent race that wasn't human was on the planet. I mean, they're always slating people being slightly different from somebody else. They couldn't...
Why can't they just go and live on a replica planet? Mars is kind of like this planet, ain't it?
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm sure they'll love that. They're reptilian creatures. They'd love to live on a cold, dead planet. Yeah, good idea, Alicia.
They could rehydrate with plants.
Could they?
Yeah, they could. How could they bring plants underneath the Earth? Really, it's like molten lava down there.
I'd like to apologise to listeners who just had their eardrums exploded. Yes, anyway. I just think that it's a nice outlook. It's a bit of a Star Trek outlook to think that the human race might move on enough to, get on with other alien species, let alone themselves.
Not going to happen.
Anyway, but there was a bit, remember where they were just about to die when all the Silurians were pointing guns at them, and I thought, thank goodness for the sonic screwdriver, and I didn't see that coming. I didn't see... For once, the Doctor was actually going to solve that particular situation with the sonic screwdriver. So,
you know,
that was good.
What are we talking about now? Ooh.
Were you just listening to me? I think that there was some. If there was a sequel, would Nasri really stay behind? I mean, that didn't seem feasible to me.
She loved the guy, and she loved him so much. She wanted to stay with him. You understand that?
I don't know.
She loved him.
So, yeah, but why didn't the daughter stay behind then?
Because she had a son.
Mm.
See, let's say Mum was gonna Mum was gonna do that. Would you stay behind for her and leave us? I'll look after Isabella.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Hmm. I'll leave that one open the air then, shall I?
Yep.
I thought the solution to the story was pretty good and much better than the Pertwee Brigadier one, where they went back to sleep again in this story, didn't they? And they were going to wake up again. And was it
a thousand years?
Yeah. I don't think they'll get any better result when they wake up in 1,000 years' time.
They'll probably go back to sleep again.
Mm. Talking of solutions. No, not Rory!
You like Rory.
Oh, and... And early on, he said he trusted the Doctor with his life. I should have seen that one coming as well. So he's gone. I thought that there might be a way of bringing him back, or, you know...
There might be, you never know.
That's it. Once you've been erased from existence, you're erased from existence.
Why do we talk about the big dramatic ending with the Doctor pulling out the thing out the Kraken, or part of the TARDIS? Mm. Ooh. Is Stephen Moffat going to blow up the TARDIS again?
Listen. How come the Doctor wasn't erased from existence then when he stuck his hand inside the blimmin' thing?
Because he's the Doctor.
That's the explanation, is it?
Yes, it's my explanation. He's the Doctor and it's just, you know.
I was hoping that maybe the Doctor might solve everything in the long run, but having watched The Confidential, it's quite clear that Rory is gone forever.
I like this Confidential. I like it when they do stuff like that.
It was a good comedy. Not as good as the previous week, so it was quite good. Especially when they did the Doctor Who tour.
Yeah, that was really good. Oh my god, the tour bus, it was lush.
Was it?
Yes, it was. And Karen Gillan was watching, like, David Tennant's era of Doctor Who.
Well, it's interesting to note that episode 13 is called The Big Bang, and a part of the TARDIS was removed from the crack, rather inexplicably and amazingly by the Doctor. But there you go. Ooh, my thing's just gone funny. Sorry about the bang on the thing, because I just noticed my picture was going funny on this computer. Anywho. So, one big question. Has Moffat done what RTD considered to be a taboo?
What?
Killed off a companion of the Doctor.
Oh, he kills off those people.
But not he said... RTD said that, you must never kill off a companion. Well...
That's happened loads of times, come on.
Not in the RTD era. Well, he thought it was a taboo. Moffat didn't. He's killed one off.
I don't really like it, because you kind of get attached to the companions, and when they die, it's like, no.
Yeah, we've got to have that. Apparently, while you watch The Confidential, you see Mr. Moffat's thing. You've got to have jeopardy. You've got to have danger. And the best way of displaying danger in a drama is by killing off one of your main characters. And it's especially a popular, nice character like Rory. It's a shame.
Why bit worry.
But hopefully they'll explore having a regular male companion at some point in the future.
Oh, I miss him.
But I thought the production on this particular story was amazing. Absolutely amazing. The scenery, the CGI sort of representation of their sort of civilization, everything was just amazing. Really, really good. And it makes me feel that this series of Doctor Who is really back. It's proper old Doctor Who. And it's been reinvented again for the better. Hail Matt Smith! Hail the Doctor!
That's weird. No offence.
So, for once, Doctor Who was not interrupted by the Eurovision Song Contest, which was won this year by Germany. And I have to say, the song's really, really good, wasn't it, Alicia?
Well, prediction was wrong, by the way.
Lena, no, I did predict either Germany or Turkey would win it.
I know, but your prediction was wrong. You said on Saturday that song will go to number one, and it didn't.
No, it can't go to number one this week, because it was only released today, you silly woman, girl.
So it still will go to number one?
Well,
Tokyo Disco went to number one this week.
All right, can I change my prediction?
Yeah.
That it goes into the top 10.
Wait.
Do you know what I forgot to say?
Top 20.
No, but do you know what I forgot to say? The beginning of this episode.
What?
Without further ado, let's talk about Doctor Who.
You forgot the catchphrase.
That was your fault, that was.
It wasn't my fault. You were all talking about the theme tune.
Well, unfortunately, these things happen in live productions, even though this is a recording. Live production.
Remember it for next week, then.
Indeed, right. Moving on. Have you got any gossip or theories so far? And moving now, we're into episode 9 of this series of Doctor
Who. I've been studying all week for it.
Have you?
Yes.
So you're not really paying attention.
But
have you got any theories?
Theories.
Well?
Having a think.
Good Lord, don't strain yourself.
No, it's so hard, isn't it? My brain is small, I can't think.
Well, while you're thinking, I shall move on to other podcasts. Now, there's feature...
No predictions, though.
There's a feature on the Flash and Babe podcast where they have contributors called the Children of Time. And there's a chap called Sacred Bob on Flash and Babe.
Sacred Bob.
But they call him Sacred Barb for some reason. I don't know if they can understand the name is Bob, not Barb. But very cute kids, nevertheless. And on the subject of Flash and Blade, they didn't do our plug this week because we're not members of the DWPA.
Yeah?
Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Looking into that one, but it's not going to stop me plugging other podcasts such as Flash and Blade. And specifically this week, the Oodcast.
I like the Who.
The Oodcast.
The Oodcast, I like their theme tune.
Now, the Oodcast is a group of four very, very far too intelligent for me people who write music and sketches in relation to the latest Doctor Who. It's a little bit like...
I like it.
Well, it's just brilliant. So talented. And I think everybody should have a listen.
Look up to them.
Yeah, the Oodcast. Yes, look it up on iTunes, because it's well worth a listen. Much better than our podcast. Much better than most of them, actually.
So you're not promoting our podcast.
No, I'm just trying to find a new presenter, co-presenter.
Oh, for goodness sake, you're still going on with that?
Because you're still talking over me. Anyway.
Only because you don't like being talking over, because I'm better than you.
Yeah, but you're diversing again. I'm talking about the Oodcast, and you're going on about other
things. No, I'm not.
What I was saying was the Oodcast is one of the best podcasts out there. Is that fair enough?
Yes.
Right. Thank you. Listen to it. Bigger on the Inside this week.
Well, right.
Yes. I was on it again.
Surprise.
But they disagreed with me.
Why? What did you say?
Well, they were reviewing the Three Doctors, and I said that Joe was really good in it, and they said Joe hardly did anything in it.
Well, that's nice. Actually, that's such quite true.
They don't do Joe. They don't like Joe, I don't think. It's the last series of Doctor
Who. Well, they don't like Joe, it's their opinion. It's not yours.
No, I'm disappointed because I like Joe. But anyway, Bigger on the Inside, another brilliant podcast. I've listened to that. They'll be reviewing Carnival of Monsters and Frontier in Space in the next episode, which is going to be in a couple of weeks' time because the latest episode has only just been released.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Remember last week I stated that they should bring out the crack when they do some... But they're not going to do that.
Uh-huh.
And also said, where is the Amy figure?
Because I want one. Here we go.
Yes, they're bringing out the Amy figure. Yes. Not a Rory one, as far as I can
make
out.
I like Rory.
Unless I wasn't looking at the thing.
Oh, you better look again, because I really like him.
But there is a wave of figures they're bringing out. I didn't really pay attention
to... Well, you have to pay attention to them, because I want to know.
I didn't pay attention to the other ones. I was just interested in the Amy figure. And they're coming out in July, so obviously after the series finish, I'm really... And they're apparently on the Forbidden Planet, they're slightly reduced, so...
Oh.
Yes. Cool. Yeah, brilliant. Can't wait for that one. Right, it's quiz time, and yes, once again, I've had to supply the questions because nobody else has.
I'm scared. Right,
as I said earlier on, this is episode 9 of this series of Doctor Who.
Yeah,
now,
I want you,
as your questions, to remember, first of all,
oh, no.
What was the title of episode 9 of series 1? It was Christopher Eccleston's series.
Can I go for them? Can I go for my head? Because I get mixed up. Hold on.
Right, that's only fair that I should give you 10 seconds.
No, don't. Because I. Hold on.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, time's up. The answer was your favourite story, in fact, The Empty Child.
Yeah, yes. Really, my favourite story. Moving on.
Series 2.
What was episode 9?
Yes.
Oh my god.
What?
I should know this one because I've watched series 2 about 4 times.
Too far away from the microphone.
I know, but I watched series 2 about 4 times. Hold on. So it was with. Probably didn't take it, that's right. Was it with the. Was it the Cardiff one?
The Cardiff one?
Yeah. No, it weren't the Cardiff one.
The Cardiff one. That's really a title of a Doctor Who story called...
The Cardiff one! No, actually, it's not that one. I'm getting confused. I forgot.
It was the Satan Pit.
What?
Yes. The Satan Pit, I think. They made me forget. I doubt myself. It was the Satan Pit part 2, wasn't it? Part 2 of that particular story. Right. Series 3, then. What was episode 9 of series 3?
You are getting on my nerves!
You stop shouting. So if the mother comes down and...
Is that the one with Martha?
Possibly. No, it wouldn't have been, because Martha went out at the end of series 2. So it's series 3.
No,
you're right, actually. Was that?
It's
actually.
Martha.
Yeah, it was, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
The one with Martha, bearing in mind she was in 13 episodes of that series.
Oh, my God. Was it where... Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, an answer?
Was it the last service
No, it was Family of Blood.
Oh, I hate
Moving
you.
More up to date. Episode 9 of Series 4.
Donna.
Obviously.
I like Donna. I'm gonna keep guessing.
Go on then.
Wasp one.
Wasp one? What's that mean?
The wasp one.
No, the wasp one was Unicorn and the Wasp, which was episode 7. It was River's Run was episode 9 of the last series. So you did really, really well there, didn't you?
Yeah, because you kept asking me those about how am I supposed to know what order they go in?
Well, I don't know.
I'm never going to know that. So you had to think about questions actually about the stories, maybe.
No, I thought that was quite a good question.
No, I don't.
The questions, I'm afraid,
I don't.
So, bad luck. Right, it's feedback time, and yes, we have feedback. And once again, it's from good old Glade Packer, as they call him on the Bigger on the Inside podcast. And he says, Dear Adam and Alicia, spelt A-L-I-S-H-A, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
how do you spell your name, Alicia?
A-L-I-C-I-A, like Alicia.
Yes. He says, I do apologise for not sending thoughts sooner. I've been catching up, and finally I'm writing for the next episode of Doctor Who. Just had to be a cliffhanger. I have to admit that it has taken me a very long time to actually acknowledge Matt Smith as a Doctor. His performance is growing on me, though. I've got to click the see more thing now. I should have had that ready, shouldn't I? Plus, the stories are written amazingly well, so that definitely helps. I'd offer my services as co-host, but I'm in the US of A. Utah specifically, and I'm still trying to do my own podcast on schedule. Plus, I think Alicia, spelt wrong, would totally attack me, and that would be bad for me. I bruise easily. Oh, as it happens, I'm actually looking for a co-host for my soon-to-be-coming podcast as well. Anyway, keep up the good work. And the copyright message during the credits is pretty clever.
I thought so.
I never thought of that. I may have to borrow that idea from you. Can't wait for the next episode, and I hope that Doctor Who does not get cancelled.
Me too.
So, I've just seen the thing that says Tony Galichon has commented on his status. It's probably got something to do with the podcast anyway.
Cool.
Yes, indeed. I'll have a look at that in a minute. It'd be interesting to see what he says.
Go on then. Is a 20 megabyte podcast a friend on Facebook or a page?
It's a page.
Okay. Yes. Cool. And I like what you said about me.
What did I say about you?
No, not you.
Oh, what Glade said about you?
Yeah.
Obviously, he's slightly misled.
Oh, thanks. Mm. That's nice.
God, anyway, as I said, it's episode 9, Alicia. The series is nearly over. What are we going to do for the podcast when the series is over? What are we going to talk about?
My new classic Doctor Who, and I'll be going.
And they mentioned on the series about Amy's time, didn't they? Well, I think that Amy's time should be called Alicia's time, because what's the significance of Amy's time?
It's on my party day.
Your 13th birthday party, yes. is in fact Amy's time, so that's why we will miss Doctor Who that day.
Dad?
Yes?
I forgot what I was going to say.
I'm not sure it's something you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, Glade gave us some feedback. Yeah. Can we have some more, please? Even if it is from Glade, we're quite happy to have regular feedback from him.
Yeah.
Audio feedback would be great, but any feedback specifically. Mm. Even if you want to slate Alicia, which would be fun.
I don't find that funny.
Well, I do.
You always find everything funny.
And what I find funny counts.
Oh, yeah.
On the subject of feedback, you can contact us on Facebook through the group, the 20 Megabyte
Podcast.
That's the group on Facebook. Or you can send us an email, which is 20megfeedback@hotmail.co.uk. That's the word 20, the word meg, the word feedback, all joined together. @hotmail.co.uk. I always get that wrong, don't I?
Yeah, so funny, yes.
And you can send us a message either by email or directly via the Facebook page. Now, last week we looked at the overnight ratings.
And they weren't very good.
For Hungry Earth, because everybody was down the beach. It was quite low. But this week, 5.7 million.
Because it was raining.
It wasn't raining, was it?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't the best of days.
It was raining all day here.
I was stuck on the mainland for most of the day because I did a book signing in Lymington and then another one in Portsmouth, and the traffic was terrible because it was a bank holiday weekend, and I got stuck in Portsmouth for 3 hours and missed Doctor Who.
I found that funny.
But never mind.
Yeah, me and Mum was watching Doctor Who. No, I was watching Doctor Who. You weren't.
Obviously. Well, I tried to, actually. I actually started watching it on my iPhone in the car. And
no
signal. No, the car was parked in the car park outside the ferry terminal, and then at that point they moved us inside the ferry terminal, and I thought, well, I'm going to go on the ferry in a minute, so I better not watch Doctor Who because I'm going to lose signal. So I thought I'd leave it until I got home, and that's actually what happened. So any ideas what we're going to do when the series finishes? What
I keep it also on? I remember it now.
Go on, then.
Sarah Jane Adventures.
True, yeah. Well, when Sarah Jane Adventures eventually starts, we've got...
And we've got... And we'll, what else we've got?
Well, I've got a very old recording of an interview that me and a lot of Isle of Wight fans did with John Pertwee just before he died. That did appear on the Whovie and Anorak podcast, but nobody got to listen to it because it didn't get onto iTunes. So I might resurrect that. Might try and get Alistair Pearson's permission to play a very old interview I did with him in the 80s when he was just starting out as a...
Doctor Who person?
As an artist, as far as books and videos goes. So that's one thing. And I thought we might write and perform some sketches, possibly, like the Oodcast do.
Oh, no.
Well, I thought you were supposed to be a performer. Of
I am a very good performer, but if your sketches are rubbish, I'm not performing them.
Excuse me. I'm a published author of 7 books. Do you really think it's likely to be rubbish?
That was a lovely plug, then.
Well, it wasn't a plug. I didn't say what the books were, did I?
Yeah, but you said seven books. Seven books, by the way.
And how many books have you published?
None.
How many books are you likely to publish?
None. Unless I come famous and make an autobiography.
Well, have you struggled to actually put two words of English together when you're speaking? I doubt very much you're going to be possible
yeah,
to...
Yeah, most of my text messages are like PLZ for please and stuff like that.
Yeah. Never mind. Anyway, I think... I don't quite think we've reached the 20 megabyte mark, but I think we've probably exhausted all subjects so far in this podcast.
Yeah. Dad.
What?
It's my birthday in 21 days. I'm going to be a teenager.
Well, there's going to be a couple of podcasts between now and your birthday.
I know. Can we do one on my birthday?
Probably not. Do you really think you're going to be recording a Doctor Who podcast on the 22nd of June? That's a Thursday.
See, any people out there would like to come say happy birthday to me on the feedback zone. It'll be lovely.
Yes, but that's not for a few weeks yet.
I know, but it's in 21 days, just to remind everybody.
21 days, but this, even though this show has been recorded on the 31st of May, people might not get to listen to it until August the 2nd.
That means it's not that long to the last episode of Doctor Who.
True.
Yep. See?
Unfortunately. And then we have to wait all that time for the Christmas special and then all that time for the next series. But at least there's going to be a next series. That's a good
one. That's the good one.
Yeah. So anyway, so we come to the end of another podcast. I do hope you've enjoyed it. Next week, hopefully we recorded on time and released on time, we reach a little milestone, Alicia.
Why? Is it 10?
Episode 5, which is one more, pretty sure, one more than we did with the Whovian Anoraks. We've actually managed to expand our horizons. I've got a few ideas, actually. Like, I was thinking of interviewing that bloke from the Who shop in Ryde. And how his business is going by running a shop which just sells Doctor Who stuff on the Isle of Wight.
Why do you ask another kid why they like Doctor Who?
Why? Because you don't like Doctor Who.
No.
I might
just
ask.
No, for another opinion.
Yeah, I might ask...
Maddie?
Possibly. I don't know. I'll think about it. I was just going to say, that Facebook thing, wasn't it? Let's see what Tony Galashon says. I wonder if it's publishable on a podcast. I'll get it to come up now.
Who?
Oh, live recording. Tony Galashon from the... or Galashon from... what was the podcast I just mentioned?
I don't know.
Flashing Blade. Yes. Meanwhile, I'll just pause this recording for a sec because I can't get it to come up. Ah, yes. Well, all he says is just give me some instructions on how to join the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance.
There's an alliance?
Yeah, or Doctor Who podcasts. Certain Doctor Who podcasts. The alliance of Doctor Who podcasts. So, I might look into that and let you know next time. And please join us again. Please give us some feedback. We love hearing from you.
Maybe some audio feedback.
I'm not just talking to Glade when I say that. Any feedback, Alicia?
Yeah.
And she definitely wants some birthday messages coming in. Her birthday's on the 22nd of June.
Yeah.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.